I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
Not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3ND, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of the 3DFFL season number 3. This is the 3ND Signs in Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League, and we are here with Prison Mike Squad. We are here with Mike Ortiz. We are here with Mike. Say what's up to everybody.
What is up out there, TV land? Welcome to the podcast. It's good to be on here.
It's good to have you on here, Mike. You know, I've been getting a little lonely on here. I'm not gonna lie to you. and then
it's like you're a single mother, bro. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and then I'm in here like kind of stressing about, you know, fantasy football, and then I'm in here by myself. Y'all hear me going crazy, so you know how it goes. We're glad to have you on here. We're glad to have you on the podcast. It's always fun to have another voice on here. You and I had conversations before we get into the fantasy football stuff. We had conversations. You've been on podcasts before. You mentioned that in the group chat. You want to go ahead and tell everybody the name of your podcast or what it is that you do?
Yeah, I appreciate it. It's called Podcasters Anonymous. I'm on Spotify, finally. It's a really different kind of podcast, not PC comedy. No one is off limits, and I talk shit about anyone and everyone. So it's a really fun podcast. Please go on it, take a look, follow me, and I would love to have you on. I was just saying that it would be great to have someone that I know on there and chilling and talking about whatever bullshit that I want to talk about. Last episode that I recorded, we talked about relationship advice. We talked about not in a good sense. I'm not a person you should ask for advice, but people do it anyways.
Hey, I mean, the conversation is content, right? I would enjoy it. I do actually accept your invite, so whenever we can make that happen, that'd be great. So yeah, we're here to talk about fantasy football, guys. As you guys know, welcome back to the show. Every time, you know, a week goes by, I always feel like I miss y'all. So we're back. It's week number 9. We're going to talk about the matchups. The first matchup, as you guys know, we have 6 of them. Kyle Orton Memorial versus the 3DFFL. The Chosen One, Terrence Pryor, taking on Sempire, matchup number 2. Matchup number 3, Florida Boy and Star Gang. Matchup number 4, we have Who Wants to Smoke and Drinking from the Cup. Matchup number 5, we have Tizzle Bun and Mixing Things Up. And then matchup number 6, we have, of course, yours truly, Prison Mike Squad, taking on the reigning and defending champion, Hawk Tua, another championship. So let's get it. Matchup number 1. As you know, Mike, we're going to talk about standout performers, everybody above 20 points. Feel free to give your comments, opinions on anybody that we talk about, and let's have some good fantasy football conversation. So the first guy we're going to talk about, we got standout performances, the Kyle Orton Memorial taking on Signs and Sports Podcast. Signs and Sports Podcast coming away with the victory, 145.32. to Kyle Orton Memorial, 120.7. Standout performances for Signs and Sports Podcast are Saquon Barkley, 32.9, with 159 yards, 2 total touchdowns, and a fumble. We had Derrick Henry with 26.3, 106 yards, 2 touchdowns. And we had Travis Kelce with 22, 14 catches, and 100 yards. For Kyle Orton Memorial, we had Josh Allen with 22.1 points, 235 yards, 3 touchdowns, and an interception. We had Chase Brown with 26.7, 120 yards, and a reception touchdown. And then we had Garrett Wilson with the big Thursday night football game, 30 points, 9 catches, 90 yards, 2 touchdowns. Mike Ortiz, Prison Mike Squad, standout performers, Josh Allen, Chase Brown, Garrett Wilson for Kyle Orton Memorial. Standout performers, Saquon Barkley, Derrick Henry, and Travis Kelce for the 3DFFL. Any comments, any opinions?
Tell you what, it's this one right here, performances from these running backs, Saquon Barkley, Derrick Henry. 2 touchdowns, 106 for Derrick Henry. Saquon Barkley, who has been the catalyst of running back. And I'm so, and me as a Giants fan, I hate to say this, so I'm a Giants fan, and
that's
we lost
tough.
Him. And we paid Daniel fucking Jones, dude. Let that sink in. We're not talking about that. Anyway, Saquon Barkley will always be the catalyst of this offense. But obviously, you know, the running back combos, I think that's a big thing this year. You get the running backs, man. You got a good team. Travis Kelce, always someone that you have to watch out for and can make a big play on a, you know, the number one team, I think, in NFL.
So, in your opinion, when it comes to formulating a fantasy football lineup, what do you think? You talked about the two running backs, the tight end. How many players do you think it takes to win a championship? Low-key, I'm just asking because I'm missing a quarterback and I'm missing a wide receiver, and I want to know if I could win it with two running backs and a tight end.
Listen, and I'll tell you this right now. Your team is really good. Obviously, your weakness is your wideouts. Darnell Mooney, great player. No problem. But can you sit here and every week perform behind Drake London? I don't think so.
Uh-uh.
Honestly, you just got to everyone's biggest concerns right now, and you know this going through the season, man, and with the playoff picture getting clearer and clearer every week. To me, it's all about matchups. Matchups is the key, I think, is going to really push your fantasy football team, anyone's fantasy football team, over the top to get you to those playoff standards. And honestly, your running back this season are going off because no one's safe from injury. Everyone can come out and have a good game. It's all a toss-up, and I think matchups is the best way to go.
Streaming on the waiver wire, matchups, targets. So it's tough to maneuver without wide receivers. Everybody knows that. But that's one thing I look for is who's getting the most targets. Jerry Jeudy and Darnell Mooney, for the most part, are what I could find. But like I said, two running backs, Derrick Henry, Saquon Barkley. If I'm going to lose with that, I'll lose with that. But I'm glad you reminded me because week 10, we are talking about the playoff bracket and we will start discussing the playoffs going forward, what it looks like going forward from week 10 into the playoffs. And then once the playoffs start, of course, we cover the playoffs into the championship. But good reminder there. Good comms from Mike Ortiz. Prison Mike squad. Matchup number two, guys. Matchup number two, guys. We got the chosen one, Terrence Pryor. And Sempire with what I think might be game of the week. 95.72 for the chosen one, Terrence Pryor. And Sempire 94.56.
I had fun following this one.
The chosen one, Terrence Pryor, had standout performances from nobody, actually. So, okay, there was one standout performance. It was Davante Adams from Sempire, 22.1 points, 7 catches, 91 yards, and a touchdown. And we will give, I guess, a head nod. Yeah, no, there's nobody I can give a head nod to from the chosen one, Terrence Pryor. So the fact that he pulled that off with Dak Prescott going out, that was an impressive victory. You said you had fun following it. Anybody that you want to talk about in this matchup?
And listen, we've all had these kind of matchups, okay? Is when you're sitting here, you're duking it out, and it only ends up to being a point victory. And by the way, you'll take that shit.
For
don't,
sure.
Don't sit here discounting. But it just goes to show, it's all, again, matchups is key. Because look here, Jahmyr Gibbs, we're not snobs in this league, okay? 14.6 points. That's decent for a running back. But for a top guy, you wanted him to kind of stand out. And again, only 20 point week guy is Davante Adams, who is on a Jets team who is really not that good. So honestly, this one, classic toss up. But at the end of the day, Joseph Wood got the victory.
And he will take it, like you said.
Absolutely.
Matchup number three, guys, we got Florida Boy taking on Stargang. Stargang taking the resounding victory, 149.48. To 106.76. This was unfortunate for Florida Boy. Standout performances for Florida Boy, we had Ramondre Stevenson, 22.4. He had 16 yards, 2 total touchdowns. He had 38 reception yards and 5 catches. So as you know, points per reception, 5 catches is 5 points. 38 yards is 3.8 for anybody listening who is not an expert at fantasy football like anybody else in our league. So, standout performances.
Everyone thinks they're an expert in our league, yo. Everyone thinks they're an expert.
And then standout performances for Stargang. Actually, we had Devin Achane with 32.1, 63 yards, two total touchdowns. He also had 8 catches for 58 yards. Standout performance also from Zay Flowers with 29.7, 5 catches, 127 yards, and 2 touchdowns. And then Cade Otton as well had 8 catches, 77 yards, and a touchdown for 21.7 points. Anybody that you would like to talk about on Stargang's roster, Mike, before we move on?
Well, listen, obviously the one that stands out for me is Zay Flowers. I mean, in this offense, when you have a guy like Derrick Henry in the backfield, the fact that you could sit here and come out 5 receptions, 127 yards, 2 touchdowns on the day is a great day.
That's
for Zay Flowers. Big day.
That is huge. Zay Flowers, actually, if you want to pull up Zay Flowers' game log for the year, he's somebody who's been heavily targeted by Lamar Jackson. And if you look at his heavily targeted games, 10 targets, 11 targets, 12 targets, 12 targets, even the ones above 5 targets with 6, 6, 9, 11 points, 22 points, 19 points, 22 points, 18 points, 29 points. You give him the ball and he makes plays with it. I don't imagine it hurts to have Derrick Henry in the backfield. And Lamar Jackson as well. So...
That's what I mean. Again, you got a guy like Derrick Henry in the backfield. All you got to do sometimes, especially with a great offense like the Ravens, to have a standout game like that, they want to get this kid the ball. They want him to do things. And honestly, not a bad day at all with 2 touchdowns.
That entire offense was lighting it up because Derrick Henry with the day as well. And that was against the Denver Broncos. So... matchup number 4, guys, we got Who Wants to Smoke taking on Drinking from the Cup. Drinking from the Cup with a cemented victory, 137.34, taking down Who Wants to Smoke 100.22. standout performances for Who Wants to Smoke, we don't have any except for Pat Mahomes on the bench with 24.54. Bo Nix giving him 17, but I understand that because Bo Nix is having a good year. And he is playing above expectation when it comes to fantasy football. Standout performances for Drinking from the Cup. We have Joe Burrow with 29.14, 251 yards and 5 touchdowns with a huge game. 11 yards rushing, never really adds anything with his legs. J.K. Dobbins, 24.5, 85 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 catches and 20 yards. And then Cooper Kupp with 21.4 with 11 catches and 104 yards. So, big game from Drinking from the Cup. Cooper Kupp coming back off that injury. I just want to say one thing about Cooper Kupp. If you have Cooper Kupp, you're kind of lucky because you know what you're getting. He's one of those players where injured, not injured, when he's in the lineup, he's going to get targeted. Specifically, 21 targets in week 1. Again, I talk about anything above 5 targets is pretty good. 6 targets in week 2. He's hurt for week 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 7. Week 8, he comes back, 8 targets, 14 targets, 17 targets concurrently for the following 3 weeks. So, Cooper Kupp, if he can stay healthy, he's still wide receiver 1 status for me, and that's still... a good player to have. Anybody that you would like to talk about on this matchup?
No doubt. Cooper Kupp, definitely someone in your lineup every single week, get you points. I want to talk about J.K. Dobbins, though. With the Chargers, that offense, which is less than amateur right now, for sure. getting points from J.K. Dobbins, 85 yards, 2 touchdowns. It just goes to show what they can do if that line can hold, you know? And honestly, Joe Burrow, the man, let me tell you, and you're right, he does nothing with his legs, but he's a guy who go out there, give you 300 yards, give you 4 or 5 touchdowns. He can swing with the best of them. He can keep up with the best of them. That offense can keep up with any team in the league when it comes to shootouts points. And honestly, good games from all of them.
Enjoyable matchups all the way through the year entirely in this season three of the 3DFFL. This has been an exciting year for me. I've enjoyed it. I don't know about you, Mike.
I've been having so much fun in this league, brother. I'll tell you what, everyone in there, in the chat, we were talking about the trade problem, but yeah, besides that, everything, because everyone's trying to sit here and get the upper hand. Listen, I get it, but it's been fun.
It's been fun, and I'm guilty of it too, guys. So anybody who is thinking that might be about me, it's probably about me too. So
it's about everyone.
It's about everybody.
What I just said, it's about everybody. Okay, don't offer me my best your kicker for my best wide receiver. Don't do that. Because you, and it's a serious proposal too. You want it? You want it? A little dangle in your thing? No, I'm no. Learn how to trade, everyone. Learn how to trade.
And then everybody's hoping for the I slipped and pressed accepted trade on accident. Whoops, you know what I'm saying? Whoops. I slipped and fell.
No,
I need.
No. Yeah, I'm sure you did. And meanwhile. It ain't happening. Anyway, my rant's over. I apologize. Back to the ball.
Matchup number five, guys. We got Tizzle Bun taking on mixing things up with, again, another absolute victory. 125.6 to 90.6 for mixing things up. Tizzle Bun with standout performances. Lamar Jackson, 23.6, 280 yards and 3 touchdowns. Bijan Robinson with 21.5, 86 yards. 7 catches and 59 yards receiving. Let me go to Lamar Jackson real quick, actually. No, he only had 4 rushing yards. Okay, that was all passing. Lamar Jackson having an electric season, I can tell you that much. Alvin Kamara, 27.5. He had 155 yards rushing, 6 catches for 60 yards receiving. And then we had a standout game from, of course, Chuba Hubbard. 21.2, 72 yards rushing, 2 touchdowns. He had 2 catches for no yards. 2 points, so I'll take it. Mixing things up has standout performances from, we will give a head nod to Cedric Tillman, 19.5 points, 6 catches, 75 yards, and 1 touchdown. Anybody you want to talk about here, Mike?
Listen, in Cleveland, they have to throw the ball to somebody. So, I mean, honestly, it's just what it is. But let me go back to Tittlebuns on here, by the way, who I try to trade with a lot. But we're not going to go and try is the key word to trade with Tittlebuns. But going back to this trend, look at this trend, man. The running backs, all of them performing this year. I'll tell you, man, running backs, I think, were the way to go this season. In fantasy football, you got that 1-2 combo starting, you're looking pretty damn good. And honestly, Chuba Hubbard is who I really want to talk about. This awful Carolina offense. But it just goes to show, this kid has talent. You get him out of Carolina and you get him into one of these teams with a great line, with a chance to do something during the season. He will perform. He can perform and he will get you those points. So Chuba Hubbard is probably, throughout this whole season, in my opinion, is one of the hidden gems that you could pick up. And by the way, in the beginning when you're drafting the season, you could pick up very cheaply in the 7th, 8th round. So he's a hidden gem. He was a hidden gem this whole season.
Drafted 123rd in our league. So out of 12 people, that's like 8th round, like you said.
Yeah.
What a pickup, especially, no, he was drafted by Tizzle Bun. So Tizzle Bun, if you heard him, he's trying to trade. I'm trying to trade. Give me Alvin Kamara. Give him Chuba Hubbard. Let's make some things happen. Guys,
I'll give you this guy I have on my bench, though. He's a free agent, but if you give me Chuba Hubbard, I'll trade him. I'll trade you my free agent player on my bench, yo.
We can make it happen. Make it happen. Matchup number six, guys, we have, of course, here we are with yours truly, Prison Mike Squad, and Hawk Tua, another championship. Mike, go ahead and take it away from here and take over your matchup.
I wish I could sit here and talk shit and be like, let's go, I beat the champ. And I'm not going to, and here's why. This whole matchup, back and forth, okay? Kareem Hunt, okay, was the reason why I won. Going up against that Tampa Bay, which, by the way, we both had players on the Monday Night Football game. And noticeable players, first of all, I won. Let's just go up right there. 130 to 121 with standout performances from one man and one man only who I want to talk about, and I'll go to his side. Jaxon Smith-Njigba. 7 catches, 180 yards, 2 touchdowns. He is the reason why I won that matchup. And honestly, it was fun to watch. And listen, I'll take it. A win's a win. But hot to him, I'll tell you what, his team gave me hell this entire time. Justin Jefferson, who obviously one of the cream of the crop wide receivers of this league, 7 catches, 137 yards, 21 points. You got Jalen Hurts, 230 yards, 3 touchdowns. This was a tough one. This was a tight one. And I'm so happy I got the win. And honestly, again, I want to talk shit, but I can't because it's just bad karma. Number one, number two, there was no way.
Okay, fine,
I'll do it. I beat the champ.
Let's go.
Okay,
let's go.
And I'm about to do a WWE promo in 5 seconds, dog. Don't push me to that. I'm about to go Stone Cold.
Okay,
I'm
you know what?
In here.
You know what?
I'm about to do it.
You know what? You know what? I'm backing away from the mic.
When you sit here, and you're me sitting at five and five, right? Everyone said that I wasn't gonna do it, but I'm gonna do this, and I'm gonna win. And I'm going to take Hawk Tua another championship. And I'm going to have to change your name to Hawk Tua. It's my championship. That's what it is. And that's what I did.
Let's go. Hey, that was fire. Let's go. All right, guys.
I should have been in the WWE, bro.
Hawk Tua another championship. We need a bounce back win from you next week. Over exaggeration episodes are always my favorite. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It's always a perfect time for us to it's always a perfect time for us to get too high about the highs or get too low about the lows. As you guys know, I've been a fan, you know, so I will indulge in the hype at times, and I will indulge in the lows. So guys, we finished up talking about week number 9 matchups. The next thing that we're going to talk about, we are going to talk about the power rankings. Here we got the fantasy football power rankings presented by Snickers. We got trending up, Signs and Sports Podcast trending up 8 spots from number 11 to number 3. Still think that's disrespectful. Still don't know how it happens. They rank me number 11 every year, number 12. I don't understand it, Mike. I don't know where it comes from. I don't know, but you know, we...
Bias.
It looks better, though, you know, to see that green line from number 12, 11, all the way to the top. I can take that. But no, guys, trending up, we got Kyle Orton Memorial also trending up 8 spots from number 12 to number 4. And the chosen one, Terrence Pryor, trending up 5 spots from number 6 to number 1 as he took me down for the... unfortunately, the battle of the best 2 rosters in the league. The chosen one, Terrence Pryor, took that, and a little disappointed, a lot disappointed in myself. sometimes I get too busy, man. I keep blaming it on that. But I'll tell you what, Mike, you know how it goes, right?
Absolutely, man. Listen, all this right here, the passion that we have in our voice at the same time, bro. We got shit to do.
We got stuff to do. So, trending down. Maybe your team just needs a snicker because you are not you when you're hungry. Mixing things up. Trending down 8 spots from number 4 to number 12, all the way down to number 12. That's tough. Mixing things up. Shout out to you. We hope you bounce back in some way. All right, guys. Next thing that we are going to talk about, we're going to talk about the standings for zone 3 and zone D. Mike, since you are in zone 3, I will let you talk about zone 3 and be a representative of zone 3. Go ahead and talk about 1 through 6 in zone 3.
honestly, this is something that I think you should do, because I'm looking at it and I'm so close to being in that winner's bracket, and it just makes me sad. I can't do it. You do it, please.
I got you, Mike. I got you. We got in zone three, we got the chosen one, Terrence Pryor, tied for first place with Kyle Orton Memorial at 7-3. We got third place, Who Wants to Smoke, Dylan Turpin, 6-4. In third place, as I said. Tizzle Bun tied for fourth place with Prison Mike Squad, 5-5. So close. So close, yet so far from the winner's bracket.
Far away, bro. I was about to say.
Yet so
like
far
away.
It's
like a Nickelback freaking song. So far away from far too long. I can't do it.
And then we got Florida Boy, of course, trying to make his comeback, his return, his, you know, turn the season around at 2-8 in sixth place. In zone D, we got the Signs and Sports Podcast, 3DFFL. As I said, taking the loss to the chosen one, Terrence Pryor, evening up the top rosters at 7-3. The chosen one, Terrence Pryor, Kyle Orton Memorial, the 3DFFL at 7-3. Tied in first in zone D with Star Gang, Mary Williams, 7-3 as well. Drinking from the Cup, tied for third with, in a three-way tie for third, at 4-6 with Hawk Tua, another championship, the reigning defending championship champion, and Sempire. All of them are 4-6.
That's an interesting mix up right there.
Especially as we start getting closer to the playoffs. When do the playoffs start, Mike? Do you know off the top of your head?
I think week 13 or 14, something like that.
Week 14, right, is usually when they win the standard that they start. I want to ask you a question, Mike, since you're on the podcast with me. Championship weekend, should it be week 18 or should it be week number 17?
That's a hard one. Only because, you know, with the actual NFL shaking up.
We all know what happens.
We know what happens to players. Mm-hmm. So maybe it should be week 17, only because it gives us a chance to maybe have our starting players. If you are in the championship, if you're not, you're still going to be, you know, fighting for some spot. So
for sure.
Maybe week 17. So that way our starters maybe will still be in, a lot of them, if they're not playoff contenders. So that's a hard question. I say 17. Maybe. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. No, I mean, it's just to get your opinion, because overall it's really like, It's a comparison between, so you have week 17, week 17 or week 18, the debate, it'll rage on forever.
Yes.
So you have the idea that week 17, do you want your full lineup? Do you want your lineup at strength against the other players' full lineup at strength? Or should championship weekend have that aspect of, this is a championship, it's harder, your player might play, it might not. It gives unfair advantages at the end of the day, but I've seen it done where somebody loses their best player and still pulls it off. But I do understand the unfair advantages. As you know, we put everything up to a vote here. So, you know, we have multiple guests coming on over the next couple weeks. Kevin, Gus specifically, Keith, and, you know, Tizzle Bun. Hopefully, we will round it out with Keith's two, you know, special guests at the end of the year. But yeah, like I said, I'll be getting everybody's opinion, and, you know, come right before the playoffs actually start, you know, we'll set something in stone about, you know, week 17 or week 18. I'm not particularly a fan of week 18 championships, not to be honest. I understand the difficulty, but I don't like it.
Honestly, again, it's one of those things. It's a toss up. You know, we'll take a vote. We'll see how it is. I like the one thing about this league, we're very democratic. So we'll see what happens. But honestly, it's definitely important in this league. Well, look, I mean, look at these standings, man. It's really not far off. Almost everyone is still in it, still fighting, and people are winning and people are losing. Who's not supposed to win? Who's not supposed to lose? Who has a better team? Who has a worse team? Whatever you may think, man, it is close. And I'm not week 18 fan either. I say 17, but that's just my opinion. It's a humble man's opinion. And by the way, this is the opinion of the man who just beat the champion. So I don't know. Take my word for it. Don't take my word for it.
You know, whatever that counts. No, like I said, we'll be asking Kevin, we'll be asking Gus, we'll be asking Keith, we'll be asking JT, we'll be asking everybody, and whatever wins, you know? And if we will also put it in the group, and you know, we can see that way too. We are very, very democratic, almost to a fault, you know, to points where we're like pushing deadlines and stuff like that. So it's like, you know, but hey,
sometimes you want to be a dictator, just saying, you know what? No, league manager rules. You know what I mean?
I've heard that for sure. I've been told that. I'm learning, you know.
Yeah.
But all right, guys. Thank you. I appreciate that. All right, guys. We got the next one that we're doing is we got okay, before we get into the playoffs, let's talk about the week 10 matchups and who is playing and who, I mean, I'm sorry, week 10, week 11. Who is going to be playing next week, who we should be expecting to go against each other, and what we are expecting to happen. So, Mike, if you want to talk about your matchup once I name it, go ahead and do that. We got matchup number one, Florida Boy taking on the 3DFFL. We got Who Wants to Smoke taking on Gus Empire, the Sempire. And then, of course, we got JT Tizzle Bun taking on Star Gang Mary Williams. And then, of course, matchup number four. Go ahead and take it away, Mike.
Listen, Prison Mike, drinking from the cup. We both need a win, and we'll see what happens. Honestly, this is, again, the key word, matchup, for everyone. Go through your lineups and see what it is. Honestly, this week I think it's going to be more a passing week. A lot of teams need a win, and a lot of teams, you know, need to do it through the air. So we'll see what happens. I'm feeling good about it. I'm feeling good about my matchups. You know, all I could do is just go with my instincts. All you could do is just go with your instincts. We both need a win. Drink it from the cup. You know, his team could. I'm looking at his lineup right now, and he could pull out a real big ass whooping if with this team. So hopefully I can keep up with it, and we'll go from there. It's a good matchup, though. Can't wait to see what happens.
Very good matchup, especially on paper. Mike Ortiz taking on Mike McMahon, the Mike and Mike matchup. You know, we love to see it. You know, so
good morning, bro.
So we got matchup number five. We got Kyle Orton Memorial taking on Mixing Things Up. And then matchup number six, guys, we got the chosen one, Terrence Pryor, taking on Hawk Tua, another championship, for the final matchup of week 11. That'll be next week's episode. The next thing we're going to talk about, Mike Ortiz, let's get into the playoff bracket. This is the Wingstop playoffs presented by Wingstop. Projected winners bracket. Let's go down to the consolation ladder first. And Mike, I will let you take it over from here, for since this is where you reside.
You know what? Let me pull it up. You start. And,
okay. No problem. Guys, take your time. As you know, guys, there's a consolation ladder. We are going to have, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay. So as you know, guys, round one, we like to have wild card weekend. Round number one, we have the two byes for the best two teams. Number one seed, number two seed. And then we have the number three and number six team playing in round number one. We have the number four and number five team playing in round number one. And then in the consolation ladder, as you guys know, 8 and 7 face off, 10 and 9, and 12 and 11. So, Mike, you got that pulled up?
Absolutely.
All right,
I'm
go ahead.
At it right now, man, and I'll tell you what, the wild cards is really what you got to look for. I think in a few weeks we'll carve out who's going to be our top guys, who they know is going to be in there, and we're going to sit here and duke it out, 3, 4, 5, and 6, even also 7 and 8 in the consolation ladder. All of us are going to duke it out for those spots to get into the playoffs. It's going to be a real slobber knocker. Everyone of those teams that are fighting for those positions are going to be doing their damnedest to make sure their team is an optimal lineup to sit here and have a chance to go in there. It is anyone's game. It is tight, and I'll tell you this right now, man, I'm excited to see what happens.
As Prison Mike Squad said, it is by no means anybody's, it is by every means, actually, anybody's game, because we got, look at round one, everybody. We have the chosen one, Terrence Pryor, number one, 7 and 3. With the right now where we stand, he would be getting the first round bye at the number one seed. Yeah. Number two seed, we have the 3DFFL, 7-3 with the second bye of wild card weekend. And then we have Who Wants to Smoke, 6-4 at number five, taking on Star Gang Mary Williams, 7-3. Tizzlebun, number six, 5-5, taking on Kyle Orton Memorial, 7-3. So we got 7-3, 7-3, 5-5, 7-3, 6-4, 7-3. So we got it is so close, and anything can happen. And as you guys know, as Prison Mike Squad just talked about, number 7 and 8 seeds as well. Prison Mike Squad, number 7, 5-5 as well. So anything can happen when it comes to JT falling out. You play JT this week, don't you? You play Tizzlebun? Is that your week 11 matchup? Did I lose you, Mike?
No, sorry about that. Oh, so listen, I think it's my week. I think he was my week 10 matchup.
So y'all just played.
No,
okay.
I'm sorry. No, we played already, but we're that right there, it just goes to show. Again, this is tight. It's anyone's game. He needs to stay on that 5-5. We're both 5-5. It's going to be me and him going battling back and forth throughout this whole the rest of the season to get that number 6 spot. We have so honestly, it's so close, man. And it's crazy because I know I was making jokes before because I'm trying to me and him have been trying to trade and all that. So like, it's been really fun to see all these close games. No one is safe in this league, bro. No one is safe in this league.
So let's talk about a little further down the line in the consolation ladder, just to further preface how close this thing is. The number 8 seed is 4-6 to the 5-5 teams that are fighting for the six spot in the playoffs. We got number 8, 4-6, number 9, 4-6, and number 10, 4-6. So over the next couple weeks, over the next 4 weeks, if I'm not mistaken, before the championships week start kicking off, guys, anything can happen. So stay into it. Stay on it. Stay in the waiver wires. I know I've started watching my fantasy football podcasts again just to, you know, sharpen up here for the end of the year. If I fall from number 2, fall out of the playoffs, or don't make it to the championship, as you guys know, it's going to be a hard off season for me. But before we...
That would be a fall from grace, bro.
Wouldn't it? Wow. So that concludes the playoff bracket, guys, for week number 10. Before we get off, Mike, and before I give you the platform to talk about and promote whatever it is that you would like to, guys, don't forget, as we talked about in the group chat, as we talked about in the Discord, we are going to have an opportunity to continue engagement in the Discord community. If you haven't joined the Discord, 3D Signs and Sports Podcast Discord server, get with one of the 3DFFL team members, get with me, and we will send you a link. We are going to put together a Madden/NCAA tournament, whether it is through franchise, whether it is 1v1s, whatever the case may be, whatever we can cook up amongst the community, or whatever I can cook up amongst myself. We are trying to put together a tournament where we are going to maybe, for example, run a franchise over, you know, 17 weeks. Winner of the franchise takes the pot, or we run a dynasty on NCAA, winner takes the pot, or we, you know, it's like on individual games, 1v1, $50, $50 buy-ins, and then, you know, winner takes $100, whatever the case may be. Mike, what do you think about that idea? Do you have any ideas to kind of throw onto that? What do you think?
Honestly, I am super excited. That's a great idea. I honestly think a lot of people in our group would love that. Madden, NCAA, either one's fine with me. It's fun that, you know, even after football, we could do something like this, and it will be fun and competitive, and it'll be great. Great times.
I'm excited. Then I'm glad we have gotten a little bit of interest. Guys, if you haven't seen the message, we probably are going to continue to talk about it on the podcast. We will continue to spam the group chat with it, as you know we do. And yeah, so I guess that's about all for me and everything that I have to say for the podcast. Guys, you can follow me on Spotify. Oh, actually, not the podcast. This is segment number one. Mike, you got me feeling like we're done with the episode already.
That's what I do, bro. It's been so much fun, man. I'm so glad I got on here. And honestly, it was a good time, brother. I appreciate it. And I love the podcast, brother.
And one more thing, Mike, before we before I let you go and we go into the break where I will be playing a song. Guys, today we will be playing Trophy by D.I.G. No, I'm sorry, not Trophy. I'll figure it out in the break right here when we take a break with Mike, and I will get back to you guys. And when I come back on the other side, you know, that's what we will do, and we'll talk about the league coverage. Mike, before we go, I want to give you the platform to just, you know, represent your brand again and also talk about anything that is important to you or anything you would like to say to the community or anything you would just like to say, period. So the platform is yours, and it was a pleasure having you on. Did I lose you, Mike?
We have fun. Can you hear me?
Oh, no, I that was no, complete.
Listen, man, this was a great time, brother. I love it. I love coming on here. It was great. I love football. I love fantasy football. It's been so much fun being on here. A little bit about me, man. Podcasters Anonymous on Spotify. You can find me again. That's Podcasters Anonymous, a comedy show. We go on there. We talk shit. We have fun doing it. Nothing's off limits. Not PC. Are you sick and tired of having your podcast and content, people walking on eggshells because, you know, they're afraid to, you know, hell say yeah, something that'll make you laugh that you're not supposed to laugh? You can laugh, okay? Yeah. People know what's in their hearts. I know what's in my hearts. No one is off limits. Everyone gets made fun of, and I make people laugh because it's what I love to do. Podcasters Anonymous, check me out, and give me a thumbs up, give me a follow, give me everything you want to get. Listen, do it. And let me tell you this one thing also.
Go ahead.
And this will be, not to get, you know, too serious, but I'm not going to get serious because fuck it. So we just had an election just beforehand. And let me say this, okay? The people have spoken. All right? And now it's time for us to come together as American people, okay? Who you voted for doesn't matter. We all have one thing in common. We're trying to survive in this crazy, crazy world. And honestly, just love yourself, love your neighbor, love your family, and God bless, and listen, good luck.
I'm glad you said that, Mike. We ran a project, as you know, you've heard about it. I'm not going to get into it, but good luck on your season. It was fun having you on here. Guys, I figured out what song we're going to play. We're going to play, lately it has felt like we have been a little disconnected from each other in society. I Don't Know Your Name by D.I.G., produced by Chach with the Heat. Guys, I hope you enjoy the song, and when it is over, I will catch you on the other side.
Yet another city, gotta catch a plane, VIP my guest list, don't know your name, Hit another city, gotta catch a plane. VIP my guest list, don't know your name. Don't know your name, I don't know your name. VIP my guest list, don't know your name. Hit another city, gotta catch a plane. VIP my guest list, don't know your name. Don't know your name, I don't know your name. VIP my guest list, don't know your name. Don't know my name, that ain't really that important. Babe on the mic, I've been feeling like Michael Jordan. Lead the league in scoring, peep the decorum. And everything we got expensive, they know we gon' hit the Forbes, true. That's a label, be that 40 under 42. Ha, popping champagne with my baby boo. My lady, ooh, she gon' pick out all the coupes. Michael Kors spent that money on my latest shoes. Drop that money on my lady too. You so crazy, you so fine when I watch you move. Hit that audible, that walk, she so unstoppable. I met her and I told her I don't know what I don't wanna know. Took a little bit, I'm on it though. Now there's music all across the globe. Now we on the road, never see me fold. Now there's music all across the globe. Never see me fold, babe, I gotta go. Hit another city, gotta catch a plane. VIP my guest list, don't know your name. Don't know your name, I don't know your name. VIP my guest list, don't know your name. Hit another city, gotta catch a plane. VIP my guest list, don't know your name. Don't know your name, I don't know your name. VIP my guest list, don't know your name. If all my audio classic, wait for the video. Paper chasing till I feel I'm at the pinnacle. In just a minute though, cause everyone's so cynical. But now I feel it working out these sets and all these intervals. Talks with King Bao on the phone about 144,000. The crown gon' take us home. And I've been on the go, minding my business. I swear I really, really wanna know.
What does everybody know? What does everybody know? What does everybody know?
I know Job needed faith. I know everyone could break. I know God could take everything away just to test your faith. I know she just want that calamari. Bring the steak with the champagne. My blonde hair, baby girl, she wanna party. I only really know her name. She don't know nothing about me, but say she love me. I'm just saying, ooh, hit another city, gotta catch a plane. VIP my guest list and she my bae. Like, what's your name? I thought I knew your name. Fuck it up, let's go get it, go catch a plane. Hit another city, gotta catch a plane. VIP my guest list and she my bae. Like, what's your name? I thought I knew your name. Fuck it up, let's go get it, go catch a plane.
All right, guys, that was, excuse me, let me lower this down a little bit. All right, guys, that was I Don't Know Your Name by D.I.G., produced by Chach with the Heat. If you like that, guys, that is Spotify at D.I.G. What an episode, huh? What a first segment, man. What a first segment as compared to, that was a great first segment. As compared to me just being here by myself, guys, that is the energy we're looking for. That is what we are talking about. Mike, thank you very much for gracing us with your presence, for cutting a WWE-style promo on the podcast. That was legendary, bro. That was the first, I mean, hey, you're the first one to ever step on and do literally, quite literally, exactly what we ask and have imagined for this platform and what it could be with the radio show, with the sports show covering the league, the friendly banter, the friendly competition. He talked his smack. He kept it respectful. He kept it peaceful. He kept it, you know what I mean, calm. And hey, it's all fun. It's all games. It's all for us to, you know, come in here, be your personality, let your personality shine, get on the podcast. Guys, there can never be enough friends of the platform. If you guys plan on being here in the community long term, which we hope you do, that is the type of engagement that we're looking for. You know, everybody's looking for a community to buy into, to join into. And that, Mike, what you just put on for us, that performance that you just gave us was amazing. So we appreciate it. Love the conversation, man. We hope that you are here for the long run and we can't wait to have you on next time. As you guys know, next week we will have Kevin Kloss jumping on with us. Hopefully, Kevin, if you're listening, hopefully you're still down to jump on here with us. Ask Mike. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. So we can make that happen. The following week, guys, we got Gus. We got the Gus Empire joining us. As well, so week 11 will be for Kevin Kloss, week 12 will be for the Gus Empire. JT Tizzle Bun, I know you said that you are down to get on, so if you are down, week 13 can be for you, big dog, right before the playoffs start. And then of course, when the playoffs start, Keith Dyer, we want to get you in on the first week of the playoffs. If you're listening, first week of the playoffs, and then the second week of the playoffs, we can hopefully get, or the last 2 weeks of the episode, we could hopefully get you and your two special guests on here and end this podcast with a boom. You know what I mean? I personally think this podcast has come a long way as compared to what we were the first year. Just trying to kind of figure out what was going on and hey, this is year three going into season four next year. Hopefully we have a lot of you guys with us again. Hopefully we don't lose anybody, but if we do, we understand. And we are almost certainly guaranteed, well, we are certainly guaranteed to have more people join. So guys, as you know, follow the podcast on Spotify, leave a review, leave your comment if you want. We have 14 five-star reviews right now. Let's get that up to 20. Let's get that up to 25. Excuse me. And then let's get that up to 50. You know, let's keep those ratings and those reviews going up. But like I said, man, I'm just very, very impressed by that segment. That was fun, man. I hope you guys are ready to get on and just, you know, I hope y'all are having a fun time because I am. Let's get into the league coverage. This is, as you guys know, DIG's personal family and friends league. DIG, that's me. The D to the 3 and D Signs and Sports podcast. The D to the 3D FFL. The matchups we're going to talk about, guys, are going to be the matchups, as you know, from week number 10. We had a very, very drama-filled week 10 here in the league. We had Battle of Best Friends. We had Battle of Boyfriend and Girlfriends. We got the fiance feuds happening. We got, father-in-laws taking on son-in-laws. We had, you know what I'm saying? We had cousins taking on cousins. It was a drama-filled week 10, and we're going to get in to see what happened. And there was 5 matchups, as you know, and then we'll crack down on the playoff bracket at the end of this, guys. As you know, week 10, we're starting to cover the playoff bracket. Week 14, if I'm not mistaken, like we talked about in the first segment, playoffs start, and then we're off, and we're going, and we're in there. So, matchup number 1, guys, we had the Battle of Boyfriend and Girlfriend. We had Gifted and Gorgeous taking on Design Gifted. As you know, guys, follow Gifted and Gorgeous on Facebook. You can follow the group. You can follow the Facebook page. Follow Gifted and Gorgeous on Facebook. Design Gifted taking the W, 147.16. I kind of low-key feel like she let me win here. I'm not going to lie. her heart might have gotten in the way, but that's okay. I'll take the W anyways. Thank you. I appreciate it. 147.16 to 86.08 for Gifted and Gorgeous. Standout performances from Gifted and Gorgeous were not there, but highest scoring player, Cooper Kupp, 15 points, 7 catches, 80 yards. Leaving 22.4 with Chase Brown on the bench, 42 yards, a touchdown. He also had 9 catches for 52 yards receiving. And I think that was because of the IR, I mean, not the IR, the bye week problem. We've been busy, guys. Like I tried to tell you, Design Gifted standout performance from Jamar Chase with a huge 55.4 point game, 11 catches, 264 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Jamar Chase is always, I mean, he was the standout performance, so that's where we're going to leave it at that. Matchup number 2, we had the fiance feud between Strange Animals and Quater Tots. Quater Tots coming away with the victory, 146.26, taking down Strange Animals, 124.8. Standout performances for Strange Animals are George Pickens, 21.5, 5 catches, 91 yards, and a touchdown. And standout performances for Quater Tots, Joe Burrow with 428 yards and 4 touchdowns, 33.72 points. And Kyler Murray, of course, guys, as you know, this is the 3DFFL Superflex Custom Rules. This is the league. Superflex custom rules, 2 quarterback, Kyler Murray with 28.74, 266 yards, and 3 total touchdowns to go along with 21 rushing yards for 2.1 points. Matchup number 3, we have Mahomes alone taking on the Flame Boys. This was the battle between father and son-in-law. Mahomes alone taking the victory, 131.36 to 105.9. Mahomes alone with standout performances from Philadelphia's defense with 20 points, an interception, 4 fumble recoveries, and 6 points allowed against Dallas in an absolute complete rout of Dallas. Philadelphia beating Dallas 34-6. Brock Purdy with a standout performance as well with 23.82, 353 yards and 2 touchdowns. The Flame Boys had standout performances from Lamar Jackson, 32.9 points, 290 yards and 4 touchdowns. And Calvin Ridley, 25.4, 5 catches, 84 yards and 2 touchdowns. Matchup number 4. We had game of the week between Team Bro Dog and Team No Fine Please. The cousin competition. Who came away with it? Team No Fine Please, 102.08 to Team Bro Dog, 97.08. Team No Fine Please taking the victory in game of the week. Standout performances from Team No Fine Please was Travis Kelce, 20.4 points. 8 catches, 64 yards, and a touchdown. Standout performance from Team Bro Dog, Jalen Hurts, 29.7, 202 yards, 4 total touchdowns, and an interception. Brandon has been on an absolute fall from grace. Did you win the championship last year, Brandon? You did, didn't you? No, Trey did. Okay. Trey, your ring is coming. We will get it to you. Brandon, you got to figure it out, man. I don't know what's happening. Guys, in the group chat, if he does reply, if he does have the bravery and the courage to respond to this claim, he will say it's because he's working, but don't believe him. I don't believe him. Don't believe him. No, but okay, guys, we got, what happened here? Oh, didn't mean to do that. Sorry, guys. Clicked on a tab on my computer that I shouldn't have, but that's all right. Okay, like I said, standout performances. We covered it. That was matchup number 4. Matchup number 5, we have the Battle of the Best Friends. We have Watts on, Wax Off, 88.48, falling to Infinity and Bijan, 109.14. Man, JT, you would have done us a solid if you would have taken this victory right here. I'm not going to lie, but you know, 21 points didn't seem like you really had a chance. No standout performances. Drake London with the head nod, 18.7 points. 8 catches, 97 yards. Standout performances for 2 Infinity and Bijan was, of course, Bijan Robinson going to Infinity with a 30-point game, 116 yards, 2 touchdowns. That was matchup 1 through number 5, guys, in the drama field, in the chaotic week number 10 series and slate of matchups. We are going into talk about the power rankings. We got fantasy football power rankings presented by Snickers. Trending up, we have 2 Infinity and Bijan trending up 7 spots from number 8 to number 1. We have Design Gifted trending up 6 spots from number 9 to number 3. And we have Gifted and Gorgeous trending up 6 spots from number 10 to number 4. And trending down, guys, we have Team Bro Dog continuing the slide. 7 spots. Brandon, maybe your team needs a Snicker because you're not you when you are hungry. Falling 7 spots from number 3 to dead last number 10. The next thing that we're going to cover, guys, we're going to cover the standings for Candyland and for Boomtown. We got Candyland, 2 Infinity and Bijan, 8-2. Number 1 in the league, number 1 in the division. And quite literally, guys, Candyland is looking like Boomtown this year. And Boomtown is looking a little mediocre and less than what it would usually be, but still competitive. And it is a tougher road in there. So I don't, you know, I'm not completely surprised. But Marco, Brandon, keep trucking, keep doing your thing. In Candyland, we have 2 Infinity and Bijan, 8-2. We have Quater Tots, second best record in the league, 7-3. At number 2, we got the Flame Boys, 5-5 at number 3. We got Watts on, Wax Off at number 4 at 4-6. And then at number 5, we have Mahomes Alone, 3-7. In the West and Boomtown, guys, we got Design Gifted tied for first with Gifted and Gorgeous at 6-4. We got Strange Animals in third at 5-5. And we got Team No Fine Please in fourth at 4-6 to go with Team Bro Dog at number 5 alone with the worst record in the league at 2-8. Next thing we're going to talk about before we get into the playoff bracket, guys, we're going to talk about the Week 11 matchups to expect for next week. We got Team No Fine Please taking on Design Gifted. We got Team Bro Dog taking on Flame Boys. We got 2 Infinity and Bijan taking on Quater Tots. We got Strange Animals taking on Gifted and Gorgeous. We got Watts on Wax Off taking on Mahomes Alone in matchup number 5 and the final matchup of week number 11. Next, guys, and now we get to go into the playoff bracket and we get to talk about the Wingstop playoffs presented by Wingstop. As you guys know, we got 6 people making it to the playoffs out of 10. We got 4 people in the consolation ladder. Right now, the 4 people in the consolation ladder, we got team number 10, Team Bro Dog at 2-8, taking on team number 9, Mahomes Alone at 3-7. And in the second matchup of the consolation bracket at the moment, this is week number 10. This is where it stands now. We got team number 8, Team No Fine Please at 4-6, taking on team number 7, Watts on Wax Off at 4-6 as well. In the winner's bracket, guys, we got the wild card weekend that currently is shaping up like this. We got 2 Infinity and Bijan at number 1, 8-2, taking the first seed at the moment in week number 10. Taking the first seed by, we got Design Gifted. I hope it stays like this because I can use that by. You know what I'm saying? It's always good and it's always better to have a moment where you can just not worry about fantasy football for a week, but also at the same time, there is rust to knock off when you come back, so you better be studying in that week. Design Gifted, number 2, 6-4. We got the number 3 seed, 7-3, Quater Tots, taking on the number 6 seed, currently in week 10, 5-5, Flame Boys. And then in the second matchup of the wild card weekend at the moment, it would be Strange Animals versus Gifted and Gorgeous. Strange Animals 5-5 in the number 5 seed and Gifted and Gorgeous 6-4 in the 4 seed. So right now, guys, that's what the playoff bracket looks like. We covered the standings. We covered the schedule for week 11. We covered the matchups for week 11. We covered the matchups and results for week 10. We covered the standout performers. And we covered, I think, everything. Like I said, thank you, Mike. Thank you, Prison Mike Squad, for jumping on the podcast. Everybody, if you didn't hear him, follow Podcasters Anonymous on Spotify. Go follow Podcasters Anonymous on Spotify. If you are into comedy, if you are into open comedy, if you are into, give it a listen. And if you like it, follow it. You know, you never know. And who knows? Like we talked about, Mike, I'll be on the show one day and I look forward to having a conversation and seeing how that works out and seeing what your podcast and what your show and what your home is like. So I look forward to that. Guys, thank you for listening to another episode. If you like the music on here, DIG on Spotify, Design I Gifted on Rumble, and Design Individually Gifted on Facebook. Follow the 3&D Signs and Sports podcast on Spotify and on Facebook. And guys, we're going to get out of here. We'll talk to you on the next one.
The realest underground entertainment, TRUE, hashtag that, hashtag that, hashtag that, true. The realest underground entertainment, your source for local music, your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? TRUE, the realest underground entertainment, Ride Low, Tone G, Merculation, D.I.G., J.B., Chach with the Heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the Realest Underground Entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Get at your boys.
Superstar producer Chach with the Heat. You need beats, he's got the heat. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Find him at www.dayonevibes.com. Find him on YouTube. Find him on www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat. Affordable beats, bangers, bangers, bangers after bangers. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment is the one that you need. The one that you need. The one that you need. Any music artist, any genre, Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Contact Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook at Chach with the Heat, on YouTube at Chach with the Heat, on Day One Vibes in the store tab, and on Facebook at Mario Chavera, and again on BeatStars at www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat for all your music needs and all your music purposes. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Recording, mastering, mixing, engineering, production, cover arts, music videos, anything you need, get at your boy Rye Low of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Rye Low, Rye Low. Get at your boy Rye Low at Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Get at your boy at RyeLow361 on Twitter. For anything and everything music that you need, logos, you need music videos, you need commercials, you need cover arts for your music, you need merchandise, you need anything from the Day One Vibe Shop, anything from the Realest Underground Entertainment, get at your boy Rylo of the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment.